Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
pretty good. These men look good. These men just making me think I'm in, man, in a cathedral tonight. Feel like I'm on TBN. Amen. With Paul and Jan Crouch, amen. Feel like I'm on TBN. All these lights around here. Amen. But we're so grateful. Amen. We thank God for those that are listening. Amen. Through Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Thank God for Sister Oglesby. Amen. We thank God for her on tonight. Amen. She's tuning in. I think they're still in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Burying her father. Her father passed, amen, about a week or so ago. Amen. While me and my family was on vacation, traveling to Orlando, they was traveling to Tampa. Amen. So we want you to continue to pray for the Oglesby family. Amen. Also, I want you to continue to pray for our elder Richard Taylor. Amen. Elder Taylor. Continue to pray for the Taylor family. Amen. That God will touch his body. Amen. And there are several others. Amen. Also, Elder Guyton, another one of our church elders. Amen. He's in the hospital. Amen. He's battling COVID. Amen. I know a lot of times we're thinking and we're feeling that the pandemic is over, but the pandemic is not over.
Right.
Amen. Let us be diligent. Amen. Let us watch as well as pray. Amen. Keep your mask on. Amen. I told the church, I'm not telling anybody whether or not to get the vaccination. I ain't saying you saved or not saved. Amen. Because you got the vaccination or because you didn't get it. I got it. Amen. And I'm still yet saved. I'm still yet holding on. Amen. But I got it. I got the vaccination. Amen. But if you don't get it, amen, even if you do get it, let's be careful. And I know we are such in a hurry to get back to normalcy, even in the church. We want to be able to hug and do all these things like we used to and high five and all this, amen, and shout all around, amen, like we used to, amen. But we just still have to be careful, amen. We got to be careful, amen. So we solicit your prayers also, as we stated, for Elder Guyton, amen. He was tested positive for the COVID-19. So I want you to continue to pray for him, amen. So there's a lot of things going on. Death is yet on the run, amen. Death is yet coming by, amen. I see you, Sister Barnett, amen. Pray for me and my family. That's all right. Amen. We're praying also for the Barnett family. I see that prayer request, amen, y'all. And put the Barnett family, amen, on the prayer list, amen. I see y'all are still coming in, amen. So we just thank you on tonight, Chaos Blog Talk Radio, Elder Oliver, amen, his wife.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for them, yes, for hosting our Thursday night family service on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Here our motto is, ministry starts at home. Amen. If this is your first time here, this is your first time fellowshipping with us on Thursday night, we believe, amen, I preach and teach and live that ministry starts at home. Amen. While we're trying to be great everywhere else, let's first be great at home.
Amen.
Amen. Every father out there, amen, every daddy, be a great father at home. Amen. If you're great at home, you are automatically great wherever else you go. Amen. Lord, help me here. That's the truth. If you are great at home, you are great wherever you go. Amen. If you're a great mother, a great wife, then you're great wherever you go. Amen. Now, on the flip side, if you're not great at home, I don't care what nobody tells you, you ain't great nowhere else. Amen. I don't care who, amen, pat you on your back and telling you, amen, you the best thing since sliced bread. I came to tell you, you ain't got to believe it. Matter of fact, you can turn this turn, amen, you can turn us off. But if you ain't great at home, then you're not great nowhere else. Amen. Charity starts at home. Paul, amen, I think in Timothy and Titus, when he was talking about bishops, when he was giving the qualifications of a bishop, amen. And God knows we got folks with, amen, we got so many bishops and apostles now, I don't know what's going on. Amen. Everybody a bishop, everybody an apostle. Amen. We got chief apostles now. We got archbishops. Man, we put names on folks that ain't even scripture. We just making stuff up as we go. Amen. But I'm not against that. Amen. Not totally. But you got to meet the qualifications. And the qualification of a bishop is if you can't take care of your own house, I wish I had the right church tonight. Amen. Then you are disqualified from taking care of the house of God. Amen. Let me pray it again. God bless you, Minister Tobin. If you can't take care of your house, my God, if your children don't like you, help me here tonight. If your children can't stand you, if your wife, you and your wife sleep in separate bedrooms, my God, amen. Don't even, Lord, ain't touched each other. Lord, all right, let me get through here. Amen. They ain't going to like this. I ain't teaching on tonight. Amen. But if you and your wife, amen, y'all don't even sleep in the same. You on one side of the house. Wife is on the other side of the house. Amen. Children, just depending on where they want to go, would just go somewhere in between. Amen. And you call yourself a bishop. You call yourself an apostle. Amen. Amen. But charity starts at home. Amen. Your children ought to reverence you. Amen. Your children ought to respect you. It's funny, and I got a problem. Amen. When everybody in the community respects you. Amen. But your own children can't stand you. Your children don't like you. Amen. Your children go to church, and they go because you make them go. Amen. They don't have no celebration. Lord, they don't clap their hand. They don't even smile. Amen. And because they look and they see you doing all this in the church, but when you get home, Lord, help me tonight. Amen. What you're preaching about, you don't live it. You preach it, but you don't live it. Amen. I wish we had more first ladies. I wish, amen. That's not even biblical. Amen. We just slap that on, first lady. Amen. But I wish we had more pastor wives. Amen. That would hold that pastor to, amen. Hold him to the fire. Hold him accountable. Amen. Tell that nigga, if you ain't gonna do right in the house, amen, you need to sit down somewhere. Lord, I wish we had more like that. Amen. If you ain't going to treat me right, listen, all of you ladies, all of you pastor wives, if that Negro ain't treating you right at home, amen, ain't no sense in getting in church and faking the fault and living, amen, contrary, amen, ain't no sense in, Lord, help me here tonight, ain't no sense in perpetrating that thing. Amen. That man ought to be doing you right at home, so when you come to church, you ain't got to put on, you can shout. Amen. You can dance. You can glorify God. Amen. Because the man of God, he not only lives it in the church, but he lives it at home. Amen. You shouldn't have to wake your children up throughout the service. Lord, I got five of them. Amen. Every now and then, one or two of them may doze off, but amen. Yeah, I give them a check. Amen. But for the most part, my attention. Amen. Because me and my wife, we try to live it not just in the church, but we try to live right at home. Look, somebody say, is that home? Is that home? Is that home? Amen. God bless you, my friend, Bishop Johnson. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. And Lady Johnson. Amen. God bless you. Hands of faith. Amen. But it starts at home. Amen. And we need more preachers. I haven't seen the Lord help us here. So much divorce and bishops. Amen. They, Lord, leave their wives. They change their wives like they change their clothes. Changing wives like they change their clothes. Yeah. How you gonna be an example to the people if you can't keep your marriage going? Right. And I don't know who told us you were bishop for life. If you don't meet the qualifications, amen, they, whoever you under or whoever you with ought to take your bishopric from you. You said that you done messed up your family, you done messed up the church, you done put a bad name on the name of God, and here we all still want to parade you as a bishop. Take your collars off. Take your purple and your scarlet. Take that chain off. Take the ring off. Oh, help me here. Amen. I'd rather not have none of that stuff. Amen. To have my wife respect me, have my children respect me. Amen. I'd rather wear pair of blue jeans, my God. Amen. I'd rather put on the baseball, amen, my coach's uniform, and have the respect of my family than to put on all this. Y'all don't want to hear this part, all this Catholic stuff. We look like little popes and little cardinals running around, and we call ourselves Protestant. Amen. Amen. We, Lord, help us here. But that's what we do. We want to take on, we want to look. look like everybody else. We want to dress like everybody else. Amen. We want to sing and sound like everybody else. Amen. All right, let me get on in here where I'm going. It's already 7:30. Amen. I got just a few. Let's look at St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Somebody got to say it. Somebody got to tell you. Somebody got to tell you. Amen. Keep your marriage together. Keep your wife. Amen. Amen. Stop listening. Lord, help me here. We're going to St. Luke 12. You ain't married to the church. The church is Jesus' bride. Lord, help me here. You ain't married. I don't care which pastor, bishop, amen, overseer, arch, whoever, amen. You are not married to the church. Amen. The church is Jesus' bride.
Yeah.
It's Jesus. You're the under shepherd. Yeah. If you're married, you're married to your wife.
Yeah.
Your wife comes first. Lord, help me hear. Your family comes first.
Right.
Take care of home, and then you can take care of the church.
Right.
Amen. That woman don't even want to go to church no more because you nutty. Cause you crazy, but you know how to preach real good, but you're crazy at home. Don't even know how to date your wife no more. Lord help me here. You so busy buying flowers and stuff with everybody in the church. Wife ain't seen flowers. Last time she saw flowers was at somebody's funeral. And she took a few of them just to remind her of what it felt like to get some roses. Lord help me tonight. I know I ain't gonna get no more tonight here tonight, but I'm not here now. I might as well sink or swim. And I choose to swim. St. Luke the 12th chapter. St. Luke the 12th chapter. Take care of home. I might have to preach that the next Thursday. Take care of home. Ain't no place like home. Listen, husbands and wives, you ought to set your home so where the one or the other wants to come home. Should be that man would rather be at the church all day because when you get home, you're ready to go hell in a little bit. I know I done jumped on the men, but I got to talk about you women too. Amen. You are in a city where that man can't wait to get home. He can't wait to punch out. Amen. And watch home.
Right.
And I ain't talking about just being an Uber driver where he got to stop everywhere else before he get there. Because when he get there, he want to make sure everybody else sleep. Wife, children, dog, cat, even the fish. He want everybody sleep. Let it go where that wife or that husband wants to come home in a hurry to get home. Can't wait. I mean, right down the street, but got the call and say, baby, are you down? Amen. We so busy doing church stuff. We got a lot of pastors so busy doing church stuff. Want to do community stuff. Amen. But you ain't taking care of home. Man don't know what it's like. All right. I gotta, let me move on through here. Man don't know what it's like to get some tender loving care. But you can be lovey-dovey on everybody else, but can't be lovey-dovey on that man. That's why he at the church. Lord have me here tonight. Amen. All right. Amen. Hey, this is family night. Okay, this is family night. And if you want to tune in Sunday, we'll be back to pastoral. But this is family night.
Yes.
This is Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries.
Yes.
Okay? Where ministry starts at home. All right, for the third or fourth time, St. Luke the 12th chapter. We're going to talk about tonight being content. We're going to do a Bible study. We're going to do a line upon line precept upon precept. Talking about from the subject content. The Lord has awarded me or has allowed me to have a Thursday morning Bible study with a group of men here in the community. And every Thursday morning at 6:30, amen, we meet for fellowship and Bible study for 30 minutes. Amen. 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Thursday morning. Amen. So now we're doing the Thursday night. We're doing Thursday morning. Amen. We also got our Sunday morning. We got our Tuesday night. Amen. We also got, amen, we got our Monday night D&K Bible break. Amen. So we're yet busy. We're yet busy. We got others in the church that have branched off and doing ministry. And we ain't mad at nobody. Amen. There are several there. There are people that I would never reach, but you're able to reach them. Amen. That's enough preaching. That's enough microphone. Matter of fact, you don't need a microphone to preach. Amen. Just go to Walmart. Just stand outside and preach. Amen. All right. St. Luke 12 for the fifth time. We're going to talk tonight about being content, about being satisfied. Okay? About being satisfied for the most part where you are. Now, we must write in the Bible, this being satisfied doesn't mean that you still can't lawfully strive to do better, strive to be better, but you striving to be better and striving to do better should not override what you do for Christ. Okay, that shouldn't be your man. I got to get more. I need more money. I mean, I can't do nothing for God, and I'm not even talking about coming to church. Amen. But you can't do any other godly things because you're too busy trying to make more money. Okay? Can't nobody count on you. God don't even know your bones. God don't even remember you because it's been so long since you communicated with him. And when he do hear from you, it's all about, can you give me something? What more can you give me? Okay, so we have to, while we're shooting to be the supervisor, shooting to have our own business, all these things are good. There's not nothing wrong about that. But me trying to be a supervisor, amen, should not outweigh me doing the things of God and preparing my soul, preparing my mind and my spiritual person. That should be number one. That should be number one. We got a lot of folks that's striving for mastery, striving, amen, for these great achievements, and they're forgetting about their spiritual man. They're forgetting about their soul. They're forgetting about, amen, the things of God. We're so entangled with trying to, amen, achieve worldly and material things that we're forgetting the things of God.
Yeah.
So let's see. Verse 13, St. Luke 12 and 13. St. Luke 12 and 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, somebody shout, Master.
Master.
Speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me.
Uh-huh.
Ain't it funny how folk, amen, amen, you can deal with people, have folks around you that think what's yours belongs to them. To think what you got, amen, that a lot of times because, amen, if folks are doing like this, especially when you claim to be a Christian, amen, they are automatically think, amen, what's yours belongs to them.
Yeah.
They're automatically think you're supposed to. You just got to give them whatever that they ask and do whatever they say do. This man here goes to Jesus and says, calls him Master. He said, now what I want you to do, is make my brother, tell my brother to divide his inheritance, and we know, amen, inheritance is something that was left for you, okay? And it was rightfully given to the brother. Now, we don't know whether or not he was the older brother. We don't even know, amen, whether or not the father passed or whatever and left it. All we know in this text is that there was an inheritance given to a brother. And the other brother, amen, goes to Jesus and he's player hating. He's hating on him because he's probably already went to his brother and his brother tells him no. You ever have a sibling that does that, amen, and you go and ask them and they tell you no, and then you go ask mama or daddy?
Yeah.
And then mama or daddy say, well, go ask your brother. Well, I did ask him. What did he say? He said no. Well, it's his. Amen, it's his. Amen. My children do it all the time. Amen. If it's his, then he has the right to say yay or nay. It's his. It was, amen, given to him. And sometimes people will do that. They'll back you up in the corner where you're supposed to be saved. You said you love the law. Why you won't give me this piece of money? Well, I gave you a piece of money last month. Amen. And the reason why I gave it to you because you asked for something specific. Amen. And here this month and next month, you didn't take care of what you asked for last month. Ain't it my right to do with my money? Amen. Whatever I want to do with it.
Right.
If I want to give it, amen, in some instances, fine. If I don't, am I wrong for not giving you what's rightfully mine?
No.
Lord, I wish I had the right church here tonight. Amen. So he goes and asks Jesus. He said, well, he tells Jesus, man, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, man, This is what Jesus, this is how Jesus was talking in 2021. And he said to you, man, who made me a judge and a divider over you? What do you mean that? I ain't got that right to do that. Jesus said, dude, I'm not here to be that type of judge and to operate and do it and have have to come to me about everything in your life. It gets to a point, amen, as your children grow up, amen, the older they get, the more they ought to depend and lean on mom and daddy. Amen. My children run from 18 to 3. There's more, amen, that the three-year-old still requires, amen, when he wants to be lazy, amen, not wear his clothes, he still, amen, request a pamper. And when he requests a pamper, we already know we're going to have to change him. But I ain't changing my 18 and 16 and 13 and 10-year-old. Hey, y'all ain't talking to me tonight. I'm not changing them. Amen. But those that, in other words, you get to a point where y'all are mature.
Right.
And we live in a time that has probably been like this, I guess, since the Bible day, where some folks just don't want to mature. Some of y'all, as you all know, I am a pastor. Yes, I am. I'm a pastor in heart. Amen. But some of y'all put too much in and on your pastor. I'm not just talking to pray. I'm talking to whoever's on here. We got some other folks on here that ain't part of the praise tabernacle. I'm talking to you. Your everything should reside in your pastor. Your everything should reside in Jesus and in God. You should have to go to your pastor about every decision, amen, concerning your family. Go to God. It should be what the pastor say. So what? What's your pastor say? What does God, what does the word say about it?
That's it.
I know many pastors ain't going to tell you because they want you to come to them about everything. I don't. I'm pointing you to God. Amen. Go to God about it. Well, pastor, what you think about this? Have you asked the Lord about it? Pastor, I'm thinking about doing this. What did the Lord say? Have you talked to them? Have you prayed about it? As I'm thinking about leaving my wife, why you think, don't be that, stay on in there. As I was talking about else thinking about leaving my husband, why? Stay on in there, I tell you that. Amen. But a lot of us, everything we want, Pastor, can I go on a vacation? Nigga, please. Matter of fact, let me say it the way I want to say it. Nigga, please. Well, that's no name, that's nobody, for no permission for me to go on vacation. And to spend time with my family. That pastor gonna go, and I said, I'm a pastor. I'm going on vacation. Lord, keep me in strength. And got the change. Amen. My pocket, I'm going on many vacations, and I don't need nobody. Amen. Approval about it. All these, amen. Evangelists and elders and folks we got ministers tonight in that our church. Amen. They can't preach by now. They ain't gonna elevate to preach. You don't need, you don't have a pastor. I'm thinking about starting a 401k. I'm thinking about getting life insurance. Why? Get it! You don't need your pastor's approval for that. The convocation is coming. I don't want that. The jurisdiction, I mean, the district, all these laws that I'm so glad ain't with all these meetings like I used to be, like I was, amen. Thank God for the way I was brought up. Thank God for it. But I'm so glad that amen. To those that still in it, God bless you. I'm just glad I'm not. And we had so much to do, so much revolved around the church, and less was revolved around the family. We got to have balance. Look at the neighbors say balance. Man, life is full of balance. Your blood pressure is balanced. Your sugars, amen, balanced. Amen. Your cholesterol, balanced. Everybody got to be balanced. Okay? A little too high is bad, and a little too low is bad. It needs to be balanced. It needs to be regulated. Okay? Your spiritual life, you should be able to go on vacation, amen, and enjoy and still be safe. You should have to go to Bourbon Street, amen, to act up. Amen. Everybody, amen. We went there. We were just the same while we were there. Okay, we got a few needs to show for, but we were just the same while we was out. And probably gonna be going back real soon. Amen. Amen. Gonna be saved when we go back. Amen. But Jesus said, man, who are you asking anybody? I'm not a judge over you. And he said unto them, take heed, verse 15, to beware of covetousness. Somebody shout covetousness. Okay, this covetousness is a Greek word, which is pleonexia. Pleonexia, meaning fraudulency in the Greek, exhaustion. Okay, or greediness. Wanting more than what you need. Okay, so be careful, Jesus said. Take heed and be careful of being greedy, of covetousness. For man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And God knows, America, we got a problem with this social media, with Facebook. Amen. Some of y'all women, you get so many injections and you get this art. You got one eyebrow up here, the other one down here. Don't know if you're happy. If you're sat long to be here tonight, amen, you're never satisfied. You always want what you see somebody else got.
Yeah.
And covetousness is killing a lot of people. Because you're never satisfied. You're never content. You always want more. You see, your neighbor got a brand new car. And you on the bus, but for right now, the bus is where you at.
Come on.
So now you on the law. Listen here, you have to get tired of having to hide your car. You done got a car during tax season. You done have enough cars during tax time. You done have your own buy here, pay here. Y'all don't like my preaching or not. You can have your own buy here, pay here. You go here and you get this car, you ain't got no job, you take this little stimulus, you ain't put none in no savings, you ain't got no life insurance. I'm so tired of, my God, I'm so talking about, amen, go for me, now come for me. I ain't done no preacher, I ain't done no funny, school board done died, amen. It's been 3 months and the family ain't got nothing. But school board had five different cars going on top of it. He had gold in his mouth. Ain't never nobody had no sense to tell school board, you need life insurance.
Wow.
Amen. In our community, we got a problem. I see in the Caucasian neighborhoods and the Caucasian families where they got to do, amen, fish fries and go pulling beans. But somebody in our family died, we got to take up something. Go get some insurance now.
Right.
Lord, help me. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I mean, you should, amen, if you can't make it, at least have enough policy. Yes, sir, to be able to help take care of your wife and your children if God calls you home. It ain't talking about amen. Just never put you in the ground. Enough put you in the ground is for somebody that's by themselves. That ain't nothing if you got a spouse and if you got children. Put something, amen, where mama can, amen, a dad who put something up for the children. And have a college fund, have some money put away. That while mama or dad, amen, they might be crying at the funeral, amen, on Saturday, but they can't wait till Monday because they're taking a much-needed trip. Amen, going to the Nassau, going to Bahamas, going somewhere. Lord, help me tonight. But we covet, we want so much material, we forget to take care of the necessity, the thing that's going to be needful.
Yeah.
You got a car every stimulus. You getting you another car. And 2 months later, you got to hide it. Lord, help me tonight. Y'all don't like this type of teaching, but I got to tell you. You see what somebody else is getting. You see what somebody else is doing. This one got a new house. Well,
Enjoy your apartment until, amen, you get to, and a lot of this, Lord, I know a lot of this ain't even, not as much godly as if you get your credit right. Pay your bills.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Y'all help me here. Can you pay my automobile? Do you think that we can chill? I don't think you do. So,
you
we don't do. No. Y'all, Lord, help me here. You're just another type of Negro. Amen. And that's what's going on. We see what other folks doing. This one got high. They never go with your apartment. Stay in there till you get your credit right. So, see, I don't know much about that. My wife was teaching that to me as we went. Amen. Grateful. That was with the Pamela. I see you, Sister King. It means you eat a fruit. Okay? So we got to watch being covetousness, having the spirit of covetousness, wanting what other folks have. And not only, we're going to see this, not only wanting what other folks got, but having a unbalanced or an unchecked spirit or mind of wanting too much, period, for yourself.
Yes.
So not just what wanting and desire what others have, that's wrong, but we're going to see here. We see what that's wrong, what desire what someone else has is wrong. But we're going to also see in a moment, you desiring so much for yourself is just as wrong. Just as wrong. But Jesus said in verse 15, and said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, which we understand in the Greek is pleonexia, greedy, extortion, fraudulent. You want to climb the ladder, and you'll step on whoever you can to get to the top. And then you want to get to the top and say, thank God for getting me here. You, God, didn't have nothing to do with getting you there. Look at all the folk you stepped on. That's how you got there. All the folk you lied on. It. Amen. You started so much junk. That's how you got there. You manipulated. You were using witchcraft. You was narcissistic. That's how you got where you are. In some cases. He said, beware of covetousness, for man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. We got the wrong idea. We look at folk that got a couple of houses or a nice house and a car, and we think that that person, amen, is rich. And they might be rich in material, but they could be poor towards God. Jesus said, a man's life, his work, doesn't consist of what he possesses, meaning his material stuff. And once you get over trying to please folks you don't like, spending money you don't have, trying to impress people that you ain't going to be able to impress anyway, you'll live a lot better. You get to the point of the amen, stop telling everybody everything. Stop putting all your business out there on Facebook. Everybody's not happy for you. Everybody's not celebrating you.
Right. And you learn, amen, let me advise you, do what I done learned to do. Some folks that just don't even matter no more. Let me say it again in case y'all are just kidding. Certain folks that just don't even matter no more. That don't mean they ain't saved and going on to heaven. Amen. But for me and my circle and where I'm going, it just don't matter no more. Paul had an issue at one point, I think it was John Mark, that he's possible for me right now. Later on, he came around, I think he needed them again, so yeah, we'll bring them on back, amen, for this next trip. But you got to learn, you got to know as the good old country song said, know when to hold them, and know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money while you're sitting at the table. Lord, help me with these songs on tonight. Amen. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them saying, watch this, I'm getting through right through here.
Yeah.
He spake a parable unto them saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. If I got the right church, let me hear you shout plentifully.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all sound good in here tonight. Here in our new studio, y'all sound good. Lights are looking good on you. Yes, sir.
the other brother has.
Yeah.
So we understand that that's wrong coveting somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
According to Exodus 20:17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. That means donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor. In other words, stay on your side of the fence. Stop peeking at your neighbor's possessions. Your neighbor got a swimming pool. Lord, you gotta use your little Walmart bathroom, bathroom, swimming pool, and then until your money get right. So we see how it deals with, first of all, he deals with one to another. Now he deals with yourself. Watch this. Ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, said, what shall I do? Okay? I want y'all to pay close attention to verse 17 and 18. Watch this. And he thought within himself, said, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Verse 18. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all what? My fruits and my goods. And just those two scriptures. Now, I've been out of school a long time, but I believe these are personal pronouns or something like that. It's close enough. First person, come on, help me. Amen. Barricade going to eighth grade. I hope she got it right. And there's 11 things that pertains to him. Me, myself, himself, my, it was all about him. Be careful when you associate with somebody when it's all about them. You won't have a successful marriage if it's all about you. The Bible, while I was preaching tonight, I was going on that. The Bible lets us know that you mean your body don't belong to you, but it belongs to your husband. Why is your wife, your body don't belong to you, but it belongs to your husband? The Bible declares they saw not one another. Mm-hmm. Set these people up, amen, space, amen, to give yourself to pray and fast. And even when you do that, I don't care what your pastor tells you. You got to get permission to fast from your spouse. Lord, help me tonight. This is family ministry tonight, baby. Amen. I don't care what your pastor, what your bishop tells you to do. Amen. If your spouse don't agree with you fasting, you tell the pastor. You tell the brother. Oh, I said, ain't only fasting we gonna be doing it. Amen. All right. Let me get on through here. Okay. So you're supposed to have permission from your spouse. Okay. So they understand not to mess with you, not to tell. Amen. Not to be lovey-dovey like that while you fasting. Then the Bible says you come back together. So that Satan can't tempt you for your incontinence, meaning your lack of self-control. Talking about you holding out, you waiting on the Lord, and you ain't cleaning with your wife. Come off that fast. The one waiting on her, he didn't hear from the Lord, and all your husband trying to hear from you. The bishop told us we fast, and we doing the Daniel fast. My name ain't Daniel, we doing the Omar fast tonight, baby. You tell the bishop and him and he, you tell him, he to his fast. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me tonight, but it's in the book.
Let the book talk.
So this man was in 17, 18 deals with 11 personal, amen. What is it, Pamela? No, she ain't paying attention. She done lost it. Amen. Verse 19, and I will say to my soul, now he just said he's going to build himself a greater barn to put his fruits and stuff. In verse 19, and I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Yes.
Eat, drink, and be merry. A lot of us are planning for tomorrow, and we ain't made sure of what's necessary for today. I said, let me say it again. A lot of us are planning for tomorrow, planning for next week. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But make sure you take care of what's necessary, what's needed for today. There's nothing wrong with you having investments and having the savings. I got them. Amen. Remember right, Paul? Amen. It took a while for us to get to where we are now. We still got a ways to go. Amen. But we still understand sufficient for today is the need. Amen. It's the sin and the things that are consistent with right now. Lord, help me tonight. The man said, I'm going to say to my soul, eat, drink, and be merry. You got enough stuff laid up for good for years, and that's good. This is not saying that Jesus is against you having a savings and preparing for the future. But what he's saying is, don't let your me, myself, and I to do all the material things with stuff that's going to eventually fade away, and you forget what's needed. That's to make sure your soul is anchored in Jesus. So I'm not saying Jesus gets rich. Amen. We need money. Lord, we went back in our building. We're in a new building now. And things we cut a lot. But we still need finances. Okay? We cut a lot. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Amen. I would cut it again. Lord, help me. Because I understand now, I can see things different now. Okay? You got so much coming in the building, well, you can't help nobody. All right, that's another subject. But God said to him, thou fool. Somebody shout, fool. I know there's another scripture that says, hey, don't call nobody a fool. Jesus called this man a fool. Why did he call him a fool? Because his mind goes, this night. Somebody shout, this night. His soul shall be required of him. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? I'm through. I got a moment. I'm through right there. Jesus called him a fool. You done prepared all this. You done built. You done torn down barns, built greater barns. You got no food to last you for years. And you done made all this preparation for materialistic things. And you forgot what was needed most. For what shall it profit a man to gain the world and lose his food? What can a man give? Can you exchange a baked potato? Can you exchange a kernel of corn for your soul? What can a man give? We put so much value on temporal things. These things are temporal. Everything you can see with your natural eyes, I got to get through this. It's temporal. The old song says, build your hopes on things eternal. So time is filled with swift transition. None on earth has my mood can say. Build your hopes on things eternal. And then hold to God's unchanging hand. Listen to somebody and say, you better hold on to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Look at the lady and say, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Man, I'm through. Let me give you this. Acts 20. I think this is the Apostle Paul. Acts 20. These just a couple of support scriptures. Acts 20, 32. And now, brother, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you, to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Look at that. Among all them which are sanctified. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. You ain't got to hang on with somebody else. Some things we ain't going to get down here. Some things we going to get when we get over yonder. The old folks talked about over yonder. Paul said, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessity. Paul said, for the most part, I take care of myself. We know Paul was a tent maker. And to them that were with me, Paul said, I work hard, I taught others, I trained others, amen, and we worked, amen, and we pretty much was self-sufficient. Yes. There were certain churches that Paul didn't take from, but there were others he did receive offerings. Okay? Then Philippians 4, I'm through, Philippians 4 and 10, Philippians 4, 10 through 14. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. He's talking to the Philippians church now about, amen, taking care of him. Not that I speak in respect of war, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to abase, how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things. Somebody shout all things.
All things.
Through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Meaning you did share in. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then the last scripture, and I'm through, is Matthew 6 and 30. Very familiar passage of scripture. Sometimes we forget that it's in there until it benefits us, but it benefits us regardless. Matthew 6 and 30 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Let me hear my home church shout, these things shall be added unto you. God bless you all tonight. We want to thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night family celebration here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, where we believe ministry starts at home. Let's be content, people of God. Whatsoever state you're in, to be content. More spiritual meaning, having balance. That's the bottom line, having balance. Having balance. That God gives us life. And when we got life, he allows us to enjoy things. Okay? He gives us life and we can enjoy things. Not things to enjoy life. But he gives us life. But if you don't have life, you can't enjoy nothing either. You can't enjoy things. Okay? So let's have balance. Let's be content. Okay, let's be content. Let's look and see what we have and let's thank God for what we do have. Alright? Don't you understand now you get these cars and I'm not against it. I got a house, got a mortgage, got a car note. But I'm looking at ways now to pay my car, well, my wife's car. Pay her car off. Looking at ways. Now that little piece of money that can go. I just got the phone with him. What can I do? How can I double up on some payments? I want to get through with it, y'all. That's some money that can be going into faith. That can go to this inheritance for the children's children. That can be going other places. They can be going on more vacations. Y'all ain't going to talk to them. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's mother. She said, amen. 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 And that's what we want to do. Look at your finances. A lot of times, and I'm proof, as I said, a lot of times we asking God for more when we just need, when we really need to ask, show me how to manage what you already gave me. Show me how to manage. Show me how to budget. Find your financial advisor. That ain't always your pastor. I told y'all, stop thinking your pastor got the answer to everything. Find your financial advisor. I got one. Me and my wife, the family have one. That's insurance and investment things we got to do. I got someone that specializes in that. I don't know, Lord, let me show me what. No, I got somebody that he's already given that knowledge to. And they tell us, they coach us and show us how to do certain things. Okay? Deacon and Sister Stanton. Okay, when it came down to buying stocks, you see, right? We didn't know nothing about that, but God blessed us with someone that does and showed us how to do it. I never purchased no stock on my own, but I got a little something like that now. Praise the Lord. I need to go back in and see how much I got. But amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, that's right. So can you be good stewards over what we got? Let's be good stewards. Okay? Listen, if you've been blessed by tonight's service, if you've been blessed by tonight, we don't do this, amen, in order to get an offering. That's why we do the offering after. I can't take the word back. Okay, I've always, for the most part, until just here recently, started taking offerings before. So we only in church now about an hour and a half. Okay, before the pandemic, we was in church about 5 hours. Amen. Never again. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. We would get that 9:30 and we'd be out to 1:30, 2:30.
And then we'll have a night service. Never again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, y'all, those of you who want to have your own night service, you can have your early morning service, midday service. You can have a midnight service. But for me in my house, never again. Amen. Amen. Never again. Amen. Listen, if you've been blessed by tonight's service, if you've been blessed by tonight, some of you may have missed pastoral Sunday, this past Sunday. Amen. I remember pastoral Sunday. That's my favorite Sunday of the month. Amen. Amen. I'm just being real with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you would like to be a blessing on tonight. Amen. We're not asking for any, whatever amounts, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. To be able to give on tonight. We have two ways in which you can give. Amen. Our Cash App, where you can send it directly to us, is $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ264. Once again, if you would like to cash out your offering on tonight, the Thursday night offering, just put that. And I appreciate the word. Thank you for challenging us, whatever it is. Amen. Whatever it is, if the Lord laid it on your heart, amen, you can do so on tonight. Through Cash App. That's the first way. Cash App, $OZ264. Another way in which you can give on tonight, if you want to use your debit or credit card or PayPal, Zelle, amen, any other way, we have our financial officers, amen, they're sitting by. I saw Evangelist Stanton on tonight, amen, she would love to hear from you, amen, on tonight. You can call 678-760-6056. Amen. That's it. You would like to give tonight, use your debit, credit card, PayPal, Zelle. You need the address, amen, to where we are right now. Call 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you real good. Amen. So glad to see, certainly so glad to see Sister Tierra, amen, on tonight as well. She's still a member of Praise Tabernacle, amen, even though she had to relocate back to her hometown back in Amen. Savannah, amen. We just thank God for Facebook now. See, this one thing, the pandemic, because we weren't doing Facebook like this. So we thank God that we got folks that are members in Savannah, amen, and all over the world, amen, that supports this ministry. Continue to pray for us, amen. Meet us back Sunday morning. Somebody shout Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Amen. Amen. Sunday morning, my precious wife, amen. It's going to be third Sunday. Amen. She's going to be ministering, amen, on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Amen. I'll probably be helping out with praise and worship. That's about the only time that they allow me to get up and try to sing a little bit. Amen. Amen. I might, amen. I don't know. Amen. Meet us back Sunday morning. Continue to pray for me and my precious wife as we still celebrate our 20 years. Amen. 20 years of marriage. Amen. Amen. I put a ring on it. This a new ring on it. Y'all understand that? Amen. God bless you over my Father in Jesus' name. We thank you. Let us stand. Amen. Let us stand. All over the building. Amen. Let us stand. Y'all, hey, y'all can't see it, but it looks good. My wife done hooked it up. Amen. We got new. That's why you got to keep giving. Amen. We got new hardwood floor. I can shout. Amen. Sister Kenya, thank you for the little plant. All right. We got the Archbishop's chair up there with the rug board. Amen. We got enough lights in here. I think I've seen Jesus 2 or 3 times. Amen. Amen. We got to get the AC on a little earlier in the day. Amen. But Sister Martin, it feels like I'm on TBN in here. Amen. With Paul and amen. They did. But amen. Feel like TBN. Amen. But we thank God. Continue to pray for the Zachary family, amen, as we meet heaven every step of the way, amen. Everybody all over, standing, amen. Rest to your feet, that they will say in the church, rest to your feet. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. We come against the hand of the enemy that's trying to attack our minds and our bodies, amen. Every member of Praise Tabernacle Church, even Sister Martin, I don't think we called her name earlier, amen. Evangelist Stanton just had surgery, amen. Elder Taylor, Elder Guyton, the Oglesby family, and the many others, amen, God, that we pray that you would just touch, heal, and deliver, and give strength. Comfort the bereaved family, Pastor Hampton, his wife lost her mother a few days ago, so we pray for the Hampton family. Oh, God, we pray that you would just continue to give us strength. Draw us nearer to thee, amen, every day, God, we want to be closer. And we just thank you for another golden opportunity to preach, amen, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. For the question was asked, how do we reach the masses, men of every birth? For the answer Jesus gave the king, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. As always, when we leave this place, we all leave this place, but never his presence. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you and good night.
Hey, mother, you got it. I almost went on the creek back here. Brought the hardwood floor. I'm about to get out that top there a little bit. Wait a minute, though. I'm going to wear my church shoes.